This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back at Mustang, where the Redskins win by a score of 20-17 in a hard-fought football game. Rick Corey, Zach Jones. Doc Blevins being filled in for tonight by Jeff Johns. Richard's here with us as well. And, Zach, I think we've said about all we can say about the end of that game. There's no way to explain what happened. But go back to the beginning. This may be as good a game as I've seen in a long time when it comes to just being competitive between two really good teams.
Yeah, and they never really gave up. And so what the fun part about that is when you've got some really good football being played and there wasn't a bunch of penalties, and, you know, that offensively, I don't think they did anything wrong. They were just up against a really, really good defense. So it was fun to watch that first half.
It was fun to watch. And then, of course, it became a very different game in the second half when suddenly some adjustments were made and people were actually able to go out and play a little bit of offense. In those situations, sometimes it can be as simple as a blocking scheme, but everybody lit up.
Yeah, the second half was a completely different offensive ball game for both teams. And the defense, I still think, put up a great defensive battle, you know, against the Broncos. But the offense of the Redskins looked good in all facets, though. They threw the ball well the second half, and they really kind of opened up some holes to run through. But really, the passing game is what saved it tonight.
All right, so Jeff Johns is down on the field, and he's going to have our head coach, Kirk Frederick, just a minute that we'll be able to visit with him, and he's going to talk to Lee Barnes himself. But we're in a first half. Jeff put the headset on the head coach, and we'll talk to him in just a moment. So now, you've won your first round. You've gotten yourself home field advantage for the first round playoff game. How important is that, really?
Playoffs are such a powerful move into the postseason. And with that battle, the first game, it's never easy to play in the playoffs. And I think it should be, if it all falls right, maybe, like you said, BA. But the playoffs, you have to start rolling. Like, everything has to be gelled. And nothing feels better than home field advantage with your home fans.
So they will have that team. Now, as we mentioned, we're in the quarterfinals now because there is no they eliminated the one round in high school playoffs in Oklahoma. We think there's a pretty good opportunity that would be Broken Arrow. And if so, you're talking about a very emotional, very charged game right away.
Yeah, and BA has kind of been one of those teams this year that after last year's season, you know, you're like, hey, they're going to be great, but they lost some players, and they play really good one week and then not another. And so you don't really know what team you're going to face. And so if that is the Broken Arrow Tigers, then they're going to have to just prepare for all facets to not really know and just be prepared for the full game of it.
Well, we'll see about that. Right now we're trying to work on getting the headset one to Kirk Frederick. We've got a problem with our headset as Jeff's trying to talk to us. Make sure both mics are on there, Jeff. There's a bottom one and a top one as well. And we'll see if we can't get this worked out. For some reason, we cannot get him on right now, which makes sense. Oh, there we go. I can hear you now. How about that? All right, so Jeff Johns down on the field. Let's see if we can't get that headset now to head coach Kirk Frederick, and we'll be able to get him on. So what we ended up with is, as usual, something gets bumped on the back of something, and the next thing you know, you can't hear anything. Both teams, of course, played very well, and I got to tell you this. I don't think I want to play these guys again.
No, that was some big defense, and they gave it everything they had.
Kirk Frederick is now with us down on the field. And, Coach, that was what a game that was.
Yeah, really, really proud of our kids. And, you know, obviously you want them to come out, and you would love to have three touchdowns at halftime and gone through with a really clean game. But, you know, more than anything, I was excited that our kids were tested. You know, when you're put in a situation like that, you've got to come through. The game was even in the fourth quarter and 6 minutes left, and we got to find a way to win it and close the game out. And I thought all phases did well when they needed to there at the end.
It is important, isn't it, to have a grinder at some time during your season, and maybe even more so going into the playoffs. What does a game like this do for you going into that?
Well, you know, like I said, I would have taken this game either way. Obviously, now that we've been through it and we came away with the win, I feel very positive about our kids being put in an adverse situation and seeing them respond. So for us, you know, it's obviously a great test to come away and, you know, fairly healthy. We're missing a couple of old linemen tonight, but we'll get those guys back. And for our team to go through a test, you know, be healthy and be able to go into week 11, knowing that, you know, the game is on the line there at the end, and we finished it That's pretty valuable experience.
Coach, at halftime, you guys have obviously made some changes. What was the biggest difference between the defensive battle in the first half and then being able to put some points up?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the things was staying patient with what our game plan was, reemphasizing, because we really continued to do a lot of the same stuff in the second half. We just, you know, some of the things that you make points to the kids about, say, now, that's what we thought would happen. Now you just got to make that play. And so for us, you know, we blocked it a little bit better, but again, our kids made plays on the edge, and I think that's what was the difference.
Coach, obviously this secures you first-round home playoff. Just how important, can you describe how important that is?
Well, there's no better place to play than at Union Tuttle Stadium. It's a great place for a high school football game. It's an awesome place to experience, and just have a chance to play a really special game there in the playoffs. To me, that's awesome. It's a great gift we can give not only our team, but you know, our school as well.
All right, Coach, we're going to let you hit the road. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's a nail-biter, but Union wins. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, that's Kirk Frederick, the head football coach, and Jeff Johns is on the field with our player of the game. Now, we went back and forth on player of the game. We actually had some special teams players, and I really do believe, Zach, that we could have named Noah Rauschenberg. We could have named Spencer Farquhar. He kept Union in good field position in the first half, but the guy standing right next to Jeff, who, by the way, is three times his size, is our player of the game. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm here with Lee Barnes. And Lee, you've been in the backfield all game long, play after play. It just seemed like you knew what was happening before they knew what was happening. What worked for you out there?
You know, our coaches came in with a great game plan, and we just followed it. And then, as you can see, I had really success at what we worked on all week.
So, obviously, you work hard all week in practice, every week, week in and week out. Was there a matchup that maybe worked a little bit better for you this time, or things you looked at ahead of time?
I watched the game from last year to see what I can improve on so I can come into this game and be better than what I was last year.
Now, we've talked a couple of times during the season about the TVs that you got set up on the sideline and the plays that you get to see. Man, how big a deal is it and cool is it to have that kind of technology to be able to review what's happening right after it happens?
Yeah, it's a pretty great, you know, because if we make a mistake during the play, we can come right to the sideline and see what the mistake was and get a fix right there. So we watch film the next day.
Obviously, there are a lot of people who want to know what's going to happen after this. I mean, you've been such a big, crucial, important key to this Union defense. Any thoughts on what's going to happen after your senior year?
Not really. I'm going on a visit tomorrow to NSU. We're going to see how that goes.
Excellent. Thank you. Lee Barnes with the Union defense, and obviously just a great game that he had, the whole Union defense. So thank you, Lee. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jeff. We appreciate that as well. Rick Corey, Zach Jones back here in the press box. We're going to take a final break. When we come back, we'll go through those final stats, and we'll talk a bit about the playoffs as Union prepares for that next week. This is Union Football on KRMG.
The domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell has been the partner men can count on for over 25 years. Hello, my name's Joe Cordell. Over those years, tens of thousands of guys across America and now in the UK have turned to Cordell & Cordell when everything was on the line. We're proud of that expression of trust, but we know the responsibility that comes with it. Our tremendous growth is a result of our tremendous commitment, to a core set of values and an obsession with client care. If we ever lose that focus, we'll cease to be the partner that guys will count on. We get that. So you can be sure that our focus over the next 25 years will stay on those values that got us where we are and that our clients have come to expect.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
We are the comfiest, coziest part of your home. Ozark Foam.
Chill to the bone and wet is the Farmer's Almanac winter outlook for Oklahoma. Now is the time to insulate your home so you'll stay warm and cozy and lower your energy bills. If your home is insulated with fiberglass or cellulose, you're probably paying a lot more than you should to heat your home. One call to Ozark Foam could save you up to 50% on your monthly heating bill. Ozark Foam installs high-quality foam in your existing attic or crawl space that insulates and seals your home, plus saves you money. Ozark Foam specializes in foam insulation. In fact, it's all they do. Ozark Foam has helped thousands of homeowners lower their energy bills. Now you could be one of them. Visit Ozark Foam today at ozarkfoam.net to keep your home nice and comfortable without the high energy bills. That's ozarkfoam.net.
We are the comfiest, coziest part of your home. Ozark Foam.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique three-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 800-614-2092. Now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-2092. That's 800-614-2092. Call now.
Cecil and Sons, discount tires, everything round for a just right ride.
You want to rock down the road and roll with the best, so get good tires that'll pass the test through wear and tear and rain and shine. And the price is right, too. Now, ain't that fine? We've been rolling out quality for years, it's true. Everyday tires and custom, too.
You have many choices when it comes to automotive repair and maintenance. I'd like you to consider that from new tires to brake and alignment work, oil changes to fluid flushes and mechanical repairs, for over 40 years, folks in Green Country have been choosing Cecil and Sons discount tires for their tires, maintenance services, and mechanical repair needs. To all of them, we want to say thank you for your trust and for your business. Now, we've grown to 3 locations to serve you. Our 2 in Sand Springs, plus our newest location at 100 South Main in Sepulpa. Why not come on down yourself to any of our 3 locations and see why so many second, third, and even fourth generation customers keep choosing Cecil & Sons discount tires for their automotive care needs.
We're a solid part of your community. It's a big, proud piece of our history.
Cecil & Sons, discount tires, everything round for a just right ride.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Back at Mustang, where the Redskins win 20-17 and secure home field advantage in the quarterfinals of the playoff. That is now the essential first round in 6A1. Rick Corey along with Zach Jones. And when you look at total yards in this game, Zach, it looks more like a real football game. 244 yards total offense, Union. That's 231 passing and 113 on the ground. 195 for Mustang, but they only had about 47 at the half. Had a much better second half, 132 through the air, 63 rushing yards, though. Neither team turned it over. When it came to individual performances, Grady Davenport, 16 of 26 for 231. Shamari Brooks, 24 carries for 102 yards. And Garrett on the other side, 11 of 18 for 132 yards. So nobody really kind of jumped off the page at you, but they were all very solid, but I think a very good win going into the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a big win, and like you said, it builds a lot of that unity that you need. And anytime you get the home field advantage, you get the last game of the season that really challenges you. Union hasn't had an easy road this year. You know, they've had some tough games, and it's probably had the most character I've seen of a Union team in a long time. And they are very optimistic. They fight hard, and when they lose, you don't lose well, but they lose with class, and they come back and fight hard the next week.
Well, it'll be interesting. I'll be in Annapolis, Maryland with TU next week, so we think you guys are going to be home against Broken Arrow, so bring home a victory, and let's take this thing on down the road. What do you think?
Sounds good. I'm excited for the playoffs. It's the best time of football.
It is. Y'all drive safe. That's going to do it for Mustang. As Union wins 20-17, they finish their regular season 8-2, and they will have a bye in the first round of the playoffs. This is Redskins football on KRMG. Good night from Mustang.